I were offering the hymns, I have a thought came to me suddenly.
我想，如果薛冰是穿粉红色的衣服，那会是怎么样？
If the brother who was playing the violin dressed in pink shirt, what would that be?
我觉得很不公平，好像这个颜色是为女人预备的。
I didn't think it's weird that the color is only prepared for the ladies.
我是看到很多姊妹们，她们穿很多花色的衣服，可是看起来就是很好看。
The sisters always wear in such colorful dress that it looks very good to the eyes.
我们男生就那么几个颜色可以穿。
But for us gentlemen, we only have a few colors.
今天我要继续今年的主题。
Today we're going to continue this year's message.
我们都知道今年是要来讲挖宝的这个一年。
We know that this year our focus on how digging up treasures.
盼望今年过去以后，每一个人都能够说真的，耶稣基督是我的至宝。
And after hopefully after this year ends, we will say that Christ is our treasure.
不是人家告诉你耶稣多宝贝，是你自己觉得真的是我，如果没有他，我活的就会真的是非常没有意义。
It's not people telling you that he is the treasure, but you will admit that without him, my life is meaningless.
今年我们四个季的主题，第一季我们是讲到让基督显大的心思。
This year we have four topics, and the first topic is the exaltation of Christ in us.
心思是讲到里面的事情。
The mindset is what is inside us.
我们接下来第二季我们要讲到以基督学习基督那个谦卑的性情。
And the second focus will be the humility of Christ in us.
这个性情是我们里面的品格。
And the humility is the character and personality that.
到秋天的时候，我们要讲到以基督为标杆的追求。
And when fall comes, we will talk about the pursuit of Christ be our goal.
你心里面到底以什么为追求呢
？And what is your goal in you?
这是你心里面的想法。
What that's inside what you think.
到了年底的时候，我们要讲靠基督所有的满足。
And we are going to conclude with the year that let.Our joy and contentment be in Christ.
这个满足是只有内心里面才能出来的。
And all this contentment, it has to come from the inside.
所以换句话说，我是用另外一种形式，今年要跟弟兄姊妹来讲什么叫做内在生活。
And in other words, I want to look at a different angle. What is our inner life?
在教会历史里面有许多神的仆人，他们告诉我们、教导我们内在生活是怎么样过的。
In the church history, a lot of the past servants has taught us how to live an inner life.
我们确实是要常常安静地回到我们里面的世界。
But more importantly, we have to come quietly before the Lord.
可是再没有一件事情，比如说你在日常生活里面，你的心情、你的追求、你的品格，能够更接近于真正的内在生活。
It's all our characters and our daily life that will reflect our outward experience.
所以我们每一次讲信息的时候，我希望弟兄姊妹们，我们就多注意我们里面人的那个光景。
Therefore, every time we come to our message, please look into yourself.
而且我们可以应用在每一天生活每一个环境里面。
And let it reflect in our daily life and every situation.
今天我要从腓立比书的第一章的第一节，我要到二十节是今天的范围。
Today we're going to look at Philippians chapter 1 verses 1 to 20.
或许弟兄姊妹已经注意到，我们已经好几个礼拜没有用这个投影荧幕。
But brothers and sisters may have realized that we have not been using the PowerPoint.
我是盼望弟兄姊妹们真的有几次你会想到要把圣经带来。
This is for purpose that you will bring your Bible to church.
请你们我用心。
Please know what is coming from me.
今天讲了信息，其实上次我跟中文聚会里面已经讲了第一节到十一节。
Last time in our Chinese gatherings, we have talked about verses 1 to 11.
可是我每次都是很盼望我们在合并聚会的时候，我能够对年轻人能够讲一些信息。
Okay, I always look forward to when we have the youth group together, we will review on what we have been talked about in the Chinese gathering.
弟兄姊妹们，这一次今天我还想把前面十一节里面有一些上次年轻人没听到的 主要的重点我再补充一下。
And I like to emphasize from verses 1 to 11 a few important points to our youngsters here.
如果有一些我上次讲过的，那么我今天可能就过去。
Okay, I'll skip a few points that I have talked about last time.
首先我们来读圣经腓立比书的第一章的第一节到第二节。
Let's read Philippians chapter 1 verses 1 and 2.
我们要从每一节，我今天只有答了几节来，我细细的稍微讲解。
I'm going to point out a few verses today.
我也是带着一个目的说，弟兄姊妹，我们读经的时候，我们不要这么快的就读过去。有时候你停下来，哪一个字一个词，你会发现里面有许多的宝贝。
We read our Bibles. Let's not read it too quickly. We should reflect on each word that is spoken to us.
好，我们就读第一节好了。
Let's read verses one.
基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太，写信给凡住在腓立比在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和诸位监督诸位执事。
Together with the overseers and deacons.
你看，我们就读一节。我们现在只 focus 在第一节。
Let's focus on verse 1. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's holy people in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons.
保罗写信的时候，他一开始称呼他自己的身份，说我是基督耶稣的仆人保罗。
When Paul wrote this letter, his identity is I am a servant of Christ Jesus.
请我们注意当时写信的背景，新约时代写信的背景跟我们今天一下子写信就说亲爱的某某某不一样的。
Let's pay attention that in the old times when they write the letters, it has a very difference to the ones that we write. We don't start with dear whoever.
他一开始就先把自己的身份表明出来。
He started right away what his role is.
他说我保罗是基督耶稣的仆人。
He said, I, Paul, is a servant of Christ Jesus.
这个仆人的观念还不是我们今天的观念。
And this servant has a different opinion as today.
当保罗说我是基督耶稣的仆人的时候，事实上他是说我是他的奴隶。
And when he mentioned that I am a servant, that means I am a slave.
我的生命是他买赎回来的。
And my life is saved by Christ.
我没有权利来决定我自己要生要活要死。
I have no authority to my own life whether to live or to die.
这是当时的时代里面一个人对于仆人对于奴隶的思想。
This is what at the time that what servants means.
我的主人他可以掌控我的所有的一切。
My master can control everything that I have.
你要知道当一个人像保罗这么有学问有成就的人，他谦卑地说我是耶稣基督的仆人的时候，你可以想象他在他的生命里面是发生多大的变化。
And when we know that Paul is such an educated and experienced person, but he has humbly put himself to a position of a servant.
保罗在他其他的书信里面很多地方他说我是奉召为使徒的。
In all his other letters, he said, I am an apostle to be called to do the work of Christ.
事实上在保罗的13卷书信里面他们都提到我是使徒，我是耶稣基督特派我传音的。
And in all his 13 letters he said I am an apostle called by Christ to preach the gospel.
讲到使徒的时候是讲到神对他的呼召，神给他的职分。
And when he said I am an apostle it is emphasis on his calling from God.
可是当他讲到我是神的奴隶，我是仆人的时候，讲到他那个感恩，他生命的主权是在主的手里。
And when he mentioned that he is the servant, it is his thankfulness that his life is in the hand of Christ.
在所有保罗的书信里面，只有腓立比书是他单独用，我是基督的仆人。
In all his letters, only in Philippians, he mentioned that I am the servant of Christ.
所以我们可以想象说，他在这一卷书里面，他要讲的不是使徒的信息。
And in this but we can know that he is not going to talk about what he's going to do.
在保罗其他书信，像罗马书、加拉太书这种大篇幅讲的既要真理的东西的书信里面，他说我是使徒。
In Romans and Galatians and all other books, he always mentioned that he is an apostle.
他强调他的从主那里领受的权柄。
And he emphasized that the authority that he gets from God.
尤其他来对付这个哥林多教会的时候，他说我是使徒， 在你们所认为不是我，在别人可能不是使徒，在我总是使徒。
Especially when he has written to the churches of Corinthians, he has mentioned it, that he is an apostle.
在腓立比书，他说我是仆人。
And in Philippians, he said, I am a servant.
腓立比书里面没有大道理，他讲的都是生活上的心思意念。
In Philippians, he does not talk about the doctrines, but all is our inner life and thoughts.
腓立比书可以说是保罗他的这个把信仰生活化的精华。
In Philippians, we can see that how Paul lived out the life of Christ in him.
如果你们读武侠小说的话，这就是丐帮的帮主，他这个就是这个怎么翻译呢？我不知道，就是就不讲武功，可是打出来的就是很厉害的。
Okay, all Chinese read some kind of story that is date back ocean time, ancient time, that we're not talking about the kung fu, but the inside ability of it.
这里讲到他说保罗他和提摩太写信给一些圣徒们。
And in here he's writing to Timothy and the other apostles.
这么大的使徒保罗，他写信的时候竟然提到了一个年轻软弱、常常灰心会哭的人，叫做提摩太。
Okay, in here he is the first apostle, and but he's writing to a little brother Timothy, who is often very discouraged and failed at his work.
事实上，在保罗的三分之二的书信里面，都带着提摩太一起来写信。
Okay, in two-thirds of his letters to other churches, he often took Timothy with him when he write this letter.
而且我们注意他写信的年代的时候，我们发现这期间差不多有十几年，近二十年的时间，保罗是带着提摩太的。
And if we look carefully, we can see that it is more over 10 years of this period of time, Paul has been taken with Timothy with him all these years.
提摩太是保罗第一次要到腓立比那边去的时候，经过提摩太的家乡里面，他拣选的提摩太跟着他。
It's during his trip that he passed through the Timothy's hometown that he brought him with him.
提摩太很软弱，常常灰心。
Timothy was weak and he was discouraged.
尤其当教会的重担加在他身上的时候，他几乎常常软弱，想要退后。
And when he is overly burdened by the church's responsibility, few times he liked to step back and not go forward.
可是保罗他注重到提摩太这个人里面的品格。
But Paul, he noticed what is inside of Timothy.
他看到这个软弱的童工里面是一个宝贝，是一块玉。
And he noticed that it's a jade inside that he needs to be shaped.
所以他不在乎他的表现怎么样，他花时间在他的身上。
Okay, he was not focused on how he performed, but he was focused on what kind of person he was.
保罗他并不是一个从一开始他就懂得用年轻童工的人。
And Paul is not a person who know how to use young workers right at the beginning.
曾经他因为那个年轻的童工马可受不了苦，离开他半途传道离开他的时候，他就跟巴拿巴为了马可他吵了架。
At one time he was very discouraged by a young worker Mark that he argued with Barnabas and they separate ways.
可是他到越来越宝贝这个提摩太，他是个好的玉，虽然有软弱，可是我要为着主来栽培他。
As he learned through the process, he treasured this jade that he can shape and help him.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们来教养我们的孩子，当我们来在教会里面提拔我们年轻的同工的时候，我们一定要有这样的心思。
We have to have this mindset that when we are raising our children or the young workers in the church, we have to believe that what kind of person we are looking into.
年轻人是会犯错的，可是他们需要有时间来成长。
The young people, they are destined to fail, but they need time to be grown.
我们如果总是把我们的眼光看在他们的表现 performance 上面的时候，我们就忽略了这个人、这个 people、这个 person 他的宝贝。
If we are constantly focusing on what their performance is, we will neglect what kind of person he is.
你知道彼得他三次不认主，可是为什么耶稣还能够拯救他呢？
Why we know that even Peter three times denied God, but God still brought him back?
因为彼得他是他软弱。
Because Peter was weak.
可是为什么犹大他也是一样卖主，为什么他就得不到救恩呢？
But why Judas he betrayed God and he couldn't get the salvation?
因为犹大是悖逆。
Because he was against God.
他不肯来到主的面前悔改。
He did not want to come before God and repent.
弟兄姊妹们，我们软弱没有关系。
Brothers and sisters, it's okay if we are weak.
神最怕的是我们转向他，我们不愿意回到他的面前。
God is afraid that we turn away from him and not come before him.
这个从软弱变作刚强需要时间的。
And to become strong because of weak, it takes time.
有个预言讲到有一棵差不多几十年百年的大榕树。
There was a fable, there was a vine,
a 树
a big tree,
一个大树
big tree.
到了春天的时候，开始有一个爬藤，小爬藤，它就攀着这个树就爬上去了。
Okay, in springtime there was a small vine that it crawled up the tree.
这个爬藤呢，花不到几个月的时间。他就爬得跟这个大树一样的高。
In a few months, it can climb up to the height of the tree.
所以这个爬藤他就很骄傲的跟这个大树说，他就问这个大树说，哎，你花多少年，你今天能够长到这个样子？
And the little vine was very proud and asked the big tree, how many years it takes you to be this big?
这个老榕树他说，哎呦，花了我几十年，我才到今天的高度。
And this tree said it has taken me tens of years.
这个爬藤树呢，他说啊，那我告诉你，我只花了100天，几十天，我就到你这个高度。
And this, the little vine said, I only spent 100 days and I'm as tall as you.
结果这个老树跟他说，我们等到冬天来你就知道。
And the big tree said, wait till the winter comes and you will know.
等到冬天来的时候，当气候一变，他发现这个没有根的这个爬藤一下子就结束了。
And we can clearly see that when winter time comes, this little vine has no root and it failed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
一个人灵命的成熟需要花时间的。
The maturity, our spiritual maturity will take time.
不管你再有怎么样大的恩赐，你必须花时间成长。
Regardless what kind of gift God shower upon you, you need time.
这也就是我上次有一个负担说我开始神越来越重，让我们执事团队要在这里培养我们教会年轻的同工。
And this is my burden that we have to bring up the young workers in our church here.
我今天，自从真的神的恩典，当我有这样的眼光以后，我看我们每一个年轻的同工都可爱。
And when God give me this insight, I can see that all our young workers has this.
我盼望年轻的同工，你看你自己也是可爱。
And I hope the younger ones will see that you are treasured.
你不要因为一下子的服事上面有一些疏忽软弱，你就自己就灰心，就说我以后不能够服事了。
And please be not discouraged because you failed one time and you didn't think that you can serve any longer.
可是你要明白，你一定要经过时间的磨练。
And you have to understand you have to go through the testing of time.
你一定要有一段时间是学习做隐藏的工作。
And you have to know that for a period of time you have to work quietly.
如果你没有先有那个隐藏被人看不见的生活，你一下子就要跳到舞台上的话，你会受很多的打击。
If you don't work quietly first and you get up on the stage, you will be very discouraged.
可是这个打击也都是为着爱神的人得到真益处的。
And this is all for your own good also.
所以我说真的是上次我也提到没有讲得清楚，我希望说在接下来几年里面，教会里面有蒙恩长久的弟兄姊妹能够来带领那个蒙恩3年5年的弟兄姊妹能够更多的来负起教会的责任。
And it is my burden thatHopefully the brothers and sisters who's been in Christ over 10 years can help to bring up those that is under 5 years.
在圣经的人物和教会历史中，充满了年轻的人被神所用。
And in the Bible character and the characters in the church history, there are a lot of young persons who love God.
大卫他在十几岁的时候，他就被在牧羊的时候，神就高他要做以色列将来的君王。
King David was young and he was shepherding the flocks and he was already called by God.
可是从他被高到他真的坐上宝座的时候，中间经过了20多年。
There was a time of 20 years when he was anointed and got to the throne.
他受了许多的逼迫，许多的苦难。
He was betrayed and he had a lot of difficulties.
玛利亚十几岁的时候，神就拣选她成为童女怀孕。
And Mary was called when she was in the teens to be the Virgin Mary.
因为她有一个爱主的心。
Because he has the love of God in her.
约瑟三十岁的时候做了宰相。
And Joseph in Egypt, he was a governor at 30 years old.
可是他在十几岁，他就遭遇了弟兄们卖他，被人下到监狱里面的冤屈。
But in his teens, he was brought to Egypt because of his brother's betrayal.
上次林弟兄在这里介绍了那个奇妙十架的那首诗歌的作者叫做以撒华兹。
Last time when brother came here, he introduced the writer Isaac Watts.
那个就是我们波饼聚会的时候常常唱的69首，就是我每逢失恋那个十字架。
And it's the hymn we often sing is the number 67 every time I think of the cross.
他说病主如何在上受熬。
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the preaching of glorious died.
这首诗歌作者以撒华兹他在年轻的时候他发现他的那一辈的人唱的诗歌都是沉闷的要死的诗歌。
And this Isaac Watts, when he was young, he realized that a lot of the hymns that the people sang was very boring.
所以他就有那个心，他要来写一些比较活泼一点的诗歌。
And he has this in him that he like to rewrite some of the hymns.
他得到他做牧师的父亲的鼓励。
And he was encouraged by his father, who was a priest.
所以他后来到了差不多三四十岁的时候，他就写了很漂亮的诗歌。
And when he was in the between 30 to 48 years old, he wrote a lot of beautiful hymns.
其中有一首诗歌，我相信弟兄姊妹们都很熟。
And that's one that we all know by heart.
那首诗歌叫做 Joy to the World.
That is number 47, Joy to the World.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. 是不是这首诗歌多么的好听？以撒华兹写的。
And this is such beautiful hymn. It was written by him.
他在年轻的时候就有一个心思，要来为主做工。
And when he was young, he had this mindset that he want to serve the Lord.
我们都知道，圣经教会历史里面那个解释圣经很有亮光的，叫做 Campbell Morgan.
And we know this person, Campbell Morgan.
他从小就有这个心智，要为主做圣经的宣示者。
When he was young, he has this mindset that he wants to preach the Bible.
他十三岁的时候开始就练习站讲台。
When he was 13, he started preaching.
那当然，整个教会历史上出不了几个十三岁能站讲台。
And there's not many that who can start at such a young age.
可是他一直到了二十三岁的时候，他才开始在伦敦的西敏寺大教堂里面开始练习讲道。
Not until he turned 23 that he started to a minister at in London the Westminster Church.
在世界大战第二次世界大战，当德军每天每个星期都在轰炸伦敦的时候。
And during the World War II, when the Germans every day was bombing London.
仍然每个礼拜天的晚上有2000个人排队在西敏寺教堂外面等着进去听摩根讲道。
And every Sunday night there were over 2,000 people lining up to go in and hear him.
那时候摩根大概30岁左右。
He's about 30 years old.
摩根他深深的知道神的话语能够在那个昏天黑地的时代里面能够振奋人心。
And he truly realized that in this period of darkness, the word of God can help to steady the people's heart.
所以他在神的话语里面就下了极大的功夫。
And he has put in a lot of time in the word of God.
所以那个时候有人有一句话这样说。
And there is a saying.
他说在政治上面要看丘吉尔。
And in the political world, we look at Churchill.
可是在属灵的世界里面要看摩根。
But in the spiritual world, we look into Morgan.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
让我们不论年长的或者年少的，我们有个提拔年轻人的心思。
Regardless what age we are, we have to have this mindset that we need to bring up more young workers.
年轻人不要小看你自己。
Please don't look down at yourself.
我们年长的，我们要容许年轻人有犯错、学习的机会。
And the one we are the elderly one that we need to tolerate some failures from the young workers.
求神恩待我。
Let's have God have grace on us.
当保罗写这个书信的时候，他带着提摩太说：“我写信给住在腓立比，又住在基督耶稣里的众圣徒。”
And Paul and Timothy they wrote the letter to the officers and the deacons in Philippi.
他这里先提到众圣徒，然后才提到诸位监督、诸位执事。
He first mentioned that they are all the saints, and then the overseers and the deacons.
我上次也特别提到了说，他之所以把众圣徒的地位摆在前面，是因为这是我们每一个人在神面前的眼光中的身份。
He put the saints right before everybody else because that is the position that we have in the eyes of God.
你知道什么叫做圣徒吗？
Do you know what the saints mean?
你不需要像彼得、保罗那样被一个教廷来册封，你才能够成为圣徒。
You don't have to be ordained by a church like Peter and Paul to be a saint or apostle.
你也不需要像 Mother Teresa 一样被当现在的主教说我封他为圣徒，他才是圣徒。
And we don't have to be all like Mother Teresa to be canonized by the church.
今天当神说我今天把你分别出来，你就是圣徒了。
And but God said, I have separated you from all the rest, and you are the saint.
这里讲到圣徒的意思，不是讲到你的行为、你的品格有多高超。
This is not about your behavior or your characteristic.
圣徒这个字是被分别出来的一群人。
It is a group of people being segregated from others.
当我们接受耶稣基督的救恩的时候
，as soon as we accepted Christ's salvation,
我们从这世界中被分别出来。
We are segregated from this world.
我们在神的眼光里面，我们就是那个完全没有瑕疵的圣徒。
We are perfect in His eyes.
我们纵使再有软弱、有犯错，我们只要回到耶稣基督里面，在神那里，我们都是干净的。
Even though we failed or we might make mistakes, once we came before Him, we are all blameless.
可是这里说到这些圣徒们的身份的时候，他说他是住在腓立比，又在基督耶稣里的。
But they said they live in Philippi, but they are also in Christ.
一方面我们住在腓立比的世界里面，一方面我们又住在属灵的耶稣基督里面。
We live in this life, earthly life, but we also live in a spiritual world.
这里就讲到了我们基督徒真正的身份，不是不必要去斤斤计较于今天地上的得失。
And that in here is emphasis that we don't really have to put too much care on what we gain or lose in our life.
我们住在地上。
We live here.
我们有今天生活上的难处。
We have our daily difficulties.
所以我们可以往上看。
But we can look up.
可是我们在这些，当我们在这些的物质世界里面的时候
，But when we are among this materialistic world,
我们被许多的思想诱惑、难处来困扰的时候
，We are often very stressed by our daily hardship and confusions.
我们又应该要往里面来看我们里面的基督。
At the times like this, we have to look inside the Christ that is in us.
所以前几个礼拜以前，Jim Ong 牧师他提到了他的信息提到两个重点。
A few weeks ago, Brother Jim Ong was here. He has two very critical points.
他说第一个，他说这个世界本非一切，因此让我们不再以世界为事。
He said, "This world is not all there is. Stop acting like this world is all there is."
这就是一个 look down 往在从天上往下看的人生观。
This is a perspective from heaven that we look down at our life on earth.
当我们在基督耶稣里面的身份来看永恒的时候，我们就轻看这世界上所有的得失。
When we know our role in Christ, and we will not care too much of what is gained and what is lost in this life.
他又提到的第二个重点，他说这个生命也非唯一的，因此让我们活在神旨意的永生里面。
And he also mentioned this life is not all there is. Start living the eternal life that God wants you to live.
这是一个 look up 往上看的人生观。
This is a perspective of looking up.
我们虽然在今天这个有限的时光里面，可是我们的眼睛 我们的眼光要思想，我今天所做的事是不是在永恒里面有意义。
I know we are constricted in our daily living in this world, but we should always have our eyes looking up to the heavenly goal.
这个往上看往下看，或者住在腓立比又在基督耶稣里面的这个思想，
This looking up and looking down, living in Philippi or living in Christ,
是我们每天在生活上面都可以应用操练的。
It's every day that we can put into practice.
我上次也提出了几个例子给弟兄姊妹们来思想。
I have pointed out a few examples from last time that we can reflect on.
就说你当你的工作上有了升迁的机会，或者你需要搬家的时候，你的心思是怎么样来应用这个往上看又往下看的这个思想呢？
When you're put in a situation regarding your job promotion or you have to be relocated, how do you use this look up and look down into your practice?
你怎么样来看重于神在借着这个机会，让你有那个永生里面为着永生的来劳力呢？
How do you take this situation to see that God wants you to see the eternal life in you?
还是说你在这个机会里面你就被那个地上的钱财这些眼目的情欲就把你拉住了呢？
And is it because that you are bound by the money or your fame and position that you cannot look through it?
我再说过，我们好多的讲员都在这里讲，不是说叫我们不注重地上的生活。
It's not that we're not going to take care of our earthly life.
而是我们到底是我们的生活是随着什么以中心在那里转的。
But what is our focal point?
我上次也稍微提到了说我们正好以建堂的事情来做例子。
And I also use the example of our church expansion.
我们现在年轻人也都知道，我们现在必须要经过教会的经过听证会来申诉，我们可以加盖三楼的教室。
And we all know that we are in the second process that we have to have this hearing in town to continue our building.
到底我们怎么样来用这个往上看又往下看的这个人生观来看这些事情？
And how are we going to apply this looking up and looking down in this situation that involved all of us in our church?
在整个的过程里面，结果当然重要。
In the whole process, the ending, of course, it is important.
可是在这个过程里面更重要。
But the most importantly is the process.
我们怎么样在这个过程里面让弟兄姊妹我们来操练在神面里面的同心合一的祷告？
It's in this process how we're going to practice our unity as one in praying.
我们怎么样在这个过程里面我们来顺服地上执政掌权的？
And in this process, how we're going to submit to the authority being held up over us.
我们在这个过程里面怎么样在人看起来没有路的时候，我们让求神给我们一个创新的一个新的思想，能够来突破难关。
In the earthly people, it may be the end to us, but we want to see how God will open our eyes and we will overcome it.
我们到底建这个堂是为了我们自己在这边扩充人数呢，还是在神的国度里面有它的意义？
We want the church to be bigger. Is it because we want more people or we want God's word to be spread out?
到底我们平常我们的金钱我们的时间我们是摆在什么地方？
It's our time and our money. Where do we put them?
所以让我们在碰到每一件事情的时候，我们能够提醒我们，我们是要有那种住在腓立比又住在基督耶稣里的人生观。
When we are faced with our everyday life, we have to have this mindset that we, yes, we are living in Philippi and we are living in Christ as well.
我要把第三点讲义上面的第三点跟第四点，我今天不花时间来讲。
We're not going to spend time on our number three and number four on the bulletin.
我们可以，我把现在我们就进到讲义的第五点十二节以后，我们来讲那几节的经文。
We're going to go ahead to verses
12. 十二节到你开始说到说，弟兄们，我愿意你们知道我所遭遇的事，更是叫福音兴旺。
In verses 12, Paul said, "Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel."
以致我所受的捆锁，在狱营、全军和其余的人当中，已经显明是为基督的缘故。
As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ.
并且那在主里的弟兄，多半因我受的捆锁，就笃信不疑，越发放胆传神的道。
And because of my chains, most of the brothers in the Lord have been encouraged to speak the word of God more courageously and fearlessly.
当我们一开始，如果你读第三节的时候，保罗那里说，我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神。
When we look at verses 3, we saw that Paul said, I thank God every time I remember you.
第四节说，每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，总是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
And in verses 4, in all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy.
如果我们只看了前面那几节的时候，我们根本不知道保罗他现在是被关在监牢里面。
If we look at the verses 3 and 4, we can hardly realize that he was in prison in Rome.
照理说，一个人被关在监牢里面的时候，他要祈求、要祷告的时候，他不太容易是欢欢喜喜的。
When we in reality we know that when we were prison that we can't really pray it with joy.
而且很可能他祷告的时候都是集中在他自己的身上。
And he may have focused just on himself.
可是保罗在这里说，我每逢想到你们的时候，我就欢欢喜喜的为你们祈求。
But Paul said, I thank God every time I remembered you, and in all my prayers for all of you, I always prayed with joy.
因为从头一天到今天，你们都是与我同心合意的兴旺福音。
Because from the first day we are in partnership to advance the gospel.
到了十二节到十四节的时候，保罗又说，我今天被关在监狱里面，我要让你们知道我今天所遭遇的事是叫福音兴旺。
But on verses 12 to 14, he emphasizes again, even though I am in chain, but this is to serve to advance the gospel.
怎么可能被关到监狱里面还能够叫福音兴旺呢？
How is it that one was prisoned, but the gospel still can be advanced?
保罗这个时候人是被关在罗马的监狱里面。
Physically, Paul is being prisoned in Rome.
你当保罗他最早期想要到罗马去的时候，他是你看他写罗马书的时候，他说我盼望有一天能够到你们那边来，好好的跟你们传讲福音。
When he first preached, it was his focus and his determination that he has to preach the gospel there.
结果没有想到，他终于到了罗马去的时候，他是竟然是一个监狱。里面的人。
But who knew when he was there, he's in prison instead.
今天这样的一个事情，是不是也常常发生在我们身上？
Don't we see that it happens a lot to all of us?
你以为你到美国是可能有一个有可以改变你的生活？
When you think that when you come to the United States, all your life will be changed.
结果你到了美国，你会发现美国不如你想象的那么好。
And of course, the reality is not the same as your dream.
或许有些老人家年纪大一点的，你的子女千方百计叫你来啦，来跟我们住啦。结果你一来，你发现原来要做一辈子老妈子。
And a lot of the elderly that the children begged them to come, and eventually they came and they find out they are being the mother again.
啊，养你们这一代还不够，还要来搞孙子。
It's not enough that to raise you, but I have to come and raise the grandchildren.
啊，心里面也受很多的委屈。
And they don't feel good inside also.
我这里特别要提醒我们这些，你把你们老人家接到这里来，不管你用什么理由把他接过来。
I'm going to warn you here. I don't care what reasons that you bring your parents here. Be careful.
要体会他的心肠。
To know that how they feel.
当他说有点不舒服的时候，赶快带他去看。
When they complain about not being well, take them to the doctors.
不要他说没有关系，你就真的没有关系。
When they say never mind, don't believe that they do mind.
可是我这也要劝勉，我们真的好多时候，我们活在一个环境里面，看起来是没有希望。
And I also want to advise you that even though a lot of times our situation may seem hopeless.
保罗在这里说，他有一个突破那个环境的心思。
But Paul said he can overcome the situation.
他说我被关在狱营全军中，是要叫了福音兴旺。
He said, I am in chain in the whole palace guard, but to advance the gospel.
因为他说我受的捆锁在御营全军和其余的人当中已经显明是为基督的缘故。
And he emphasized that even I'm in chain, but it is to reveal Christ in among all them.
这句话怎么说呢？
What does that mean?
因为保罗他是个罗马的公民。
Paul is a citizen of the Rome.
他又不是为了政治叛乱的缘故被抓去关的。
He was not prisoned because of political reason.
他是在当时代里面是一个非常有学问的人。
He was a very well educated man.
他是一个上层社会的人。
He is an upper class citizen.
当他们罗马军人要来抓他的时候，这个也是很敏感的一个问题。
And when the guard came to that.Him, it's a very sensitive subject.
他们必须在24小时里面 要每6小时有一班的人要来轮流来看着他。
In the 24 hours around the clock, they have to change guard every 6 hours.
所以保罗他不能够去跟几千人、几百个人讲福音。
He couldn't preach the gospel to thousands of people.
可是这个每一天跟他绑在一起的这个人，不听他讲福音都困难。
But those who were chained with him can hardly escape not listening to him.
所以他说，我这样是被捆绑的时候，我是叫御营全军的人通通听了福音。
He said, even I was in chain, but the whole palace got everybody had a chance to hear the gospel.
你想想，一天24小时，有4到6个人跟你绑在，不同的人来跟你在一起。
Okay, can you imagine 24 hours there were 4 to 6 people chained to you?
如果几个月下来，一年下来的时候，有多少人通通不听也要听了？
Can you calculate how many in total that were being forced to listen to you?
我就记得我看到那个小敏的那个诗歌写很多了，那个迦南诗选的那个小敏。
I remember there was a songwriter Xiao Ming in China.
他当他被抓进去关的时候，他们那些狱友他们都就奇怪说，看起来这个女孩子白白净净的，为什么她是什么缘故被抓进来呢？
And when she was prison, everybody wondered what's the reason behind that she was there.
结果小敏就告诉他们说，我因为写歌，我因为唱歌，我因为聚会，他们把我关进来。
All because I was going to service and I wrote songs and I sang, they captured me.
那这个在监狱里面的这些人就问他，那你到底写了什么歌呢？他说，好，那我唱给你们听。
And they asked her, what kind of songs did you write? And she said, okay, I'll sing for you.
而且我解释给你们听，什么叫做耶稣是我最知心的朋友。
And I'll explain to you why Jesus is my friend.
所以那些在监牢里面人就听他唱歌，学他唱歌，慢慢的整个监牢里面就不是监牢的样子，都在唱诗歌了。
And as time goes by, all the guards in the prison they learn to sing and they sing, and it doesn't even seem like it's a prison.
这就是保罗的心思。
This is the mindset of Paul.
他说我虽然被捆绑，可是我不叫，我反而叫福音兴旺。
He said that even I was in chains, but the gospel was advanced.
你如果注意腓立比书读到最后第四章最后的时候，保罗在问候的时候写给腓立比说，问候在该撒家里的教会安。
And towards the end of Philippi, he asked.
第四章的22节。
I'm sorry. In chapter 4, verses 22.
他说：“圣徒都问你们安，在该撒家里的人特特的问你们的安。
All the saints send your greetings, except especially those who belongs to Caesar's household.
该撒就是当时在罗马的在那个统治地里面的一个官员的称号。
Yes, Caesar is one of the governor at the time of the Roman time.
所以保罗在受人在这个环境里面，他放胆的传讲神的道。
Even he was in such situation, he was not discouraged to preach the gospel.
事实上，不每一个人，不管你是被关在监牢里面，或者你做总统，你都有你的难处。
It really doesn't matter if you are a president or what kind of role you are. We all have our difficulties.
什么时候我们的心思被我们的环境所捆绑的时候，我们就落在忧愁的里面。
And when we are stressed by our daily situation, then we will fall into this despair.
你可能因为是你读了很多的书，可是今天你却要在家里面做家庭主妇，你觉得心里面很郁闷。
Okay, maybe you have a college degree, but you were trapped in a house being a housewife.
或者你读了很多的书，可是你今天找到的工作做的事情并不合你的专长。
Okay, or because you have a college degree, but your profession is not what you have dreamt of.
或者说你的身体因为有了病痛，你长期的卧病在床上。
Or because you were ill and you always have to be in bed.
我们的心思会被这些东西来困扰。
Our mindset will be confused by all our daily situations.
可是当我们的心往天上看的时候，
But if we looked up.
我们来仰望主，说主啊，你今天在这个阶段里面，你到底要怎么用着我？
We look to our Lord and ask Him, what do you want me for this period of time?
我们就可以活出一个更合神心意的生活。
And we can live out a life that is pleasing to God.
我非常喜欢 Fanny Crosby， 她写的许多的诗歌。
I like a lot of the hymns that was written by Fanny Crosby.
Fanny Crosby 这个盲眼瞎眼的。这个诗歌的女作者，她六出生六个礼拜就因为医生用药错误，她就瞎了眼。
And this young girl, when she was 6 weeks old, because of the medication that was used incorrectly by the doctor, she was blinded.
她在她年轻的时候，肯定的，她活在很多的黑暗痛苦的里面。
When she was younger, she may have lived in a period of darkness.
可是当她在活在主里面，她认识主以后。他一直就活在靠着主的光景里面。
After he accepted Christ, he led a life that is in Christ.
他到了四十岁左右的时候，他开始创作许多伟大的歌曲。
And when she was about 40 years old, she started to write a lot of meaningful hymns.
有一首诗歌叫做《十字架，十字架，永是我的荣耀》。
Near the cross, near cross, it's always my crown.
我相信我们都很熟悉这首诗歌。
And we all know this hymn.
这是他差不多在五十岁左右写的。
She wrote this at age 50.
经过了差不多五十年痛苦的黑暗的日子。
It was after 50 years of darkness.
可是神就一直磨练他，一直提升他。终于到了四五十岁的时候，开始创作大量的诗歌。
But in God, in this life, and God molded her on all these years. And by the time she reached 40 and 50, she was able to write all these hymns.
有一首诗歌叫做《莫把我漏掉》。
And there was one that is, "Pass me not."
既有他人蒙主呼召。莫把我丢弃。这首今天被 Billy Graham 他们好多传福音的人喜欢唱这首诗。
And in a lot of gospel evangelicals like Billy Graham, they use this hymn.
后来到了差不多六七十岁，七十岁的时候，他更写了些什么诗歌呢
？When she was around the age of 70, what kind of hymns did she write?
一路我们就主引领，曾服侍无何必求。
All the way the Savior led me.
他看到我还求什么呢
？And what more can I ask for?
他说，有福的确据耶稣属我。
Then she wrote, "Blessed assurance, the Christ is mine."
到了快八九十岁的时候，他写的，他隐藏我的魂在磐石的穴中。
And at her age 80 to 90, she wrote, "He hides my soul."
靠近主，靠近主。
And near to thee.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们的苦难是对我们肉体是难忍的。
Dear brothers and sisters, yes, what the difficulties to us physically is not easy to tolerate.
可是什么时候你认清楚你在基督耶稣里面的身份
？But if we know we our identity in Christ.
你真的活在耶稣基督的爱里面
？If you are lived in the love of Christ.
我们可以不受这些环境的捆绑。
We will not be bonded to our daily situations.
接下来我们看十五节到二十节。
And we're going to look at verses 15 to 20.
这里他不但环境，这里还有人，麻烦的人来对付他。
And there's other than the situation, there are a lot of troublesome people.
这里说有的人传基督是出于嫉妒纷争，也有的是出于好意。
It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry. rivalry, but others out of goodwill.
这一点是出于爱心，知道我是为辨明福音设立的。
The latter do so out of love, knowing that I'm put here for the defense of the gospel.
那一等传基督是出于结党，并不诚实，意思要加增我捆锁的苦楚。
The former preach Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing that they can stir up trouble for me while I'm in chains.
十八节说，这有何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，无论怎么样，基督究竟被传开了。
In verses 18, but what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motive or true, Christ is preached.
为此我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜。
And because of this, I rejoice. Yes, and I will continue to rejoice.
因为我知道这是借着你们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救。
For I know that through your prayers and the help given by the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what was happened to me will turn out for my deliverance.
我们特别注意十八节跟十九节。
Let's pay attention to verses 18 and 19.
前面讲到了有许多人，他们可能出于坏心，有很多不同的形状来使保罗受痛苦。
And in the previous verses, we know that there was a lot of people with different motives that to make him suffer.
可是十八节说，这有什么关系呢？他们怎么样，就是基督只要被传开，我就欢喜，而且还要欢喜。
But in verses 18, he emphasizes that. But what does it matter? In every way, Christ is preached, and I will continue to rejoice.
十九节说到了，因为我知道这样借着你们的祈祷和耶稣之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救。
And 19, he emphasizes again, for I know that through your prayers and the help given by the Spirit of Jesus Christ,
哎呀，有时候
I will turn out for my deliverance.
我们在很痛苦的环境里面已经是非常的沮丧。
And sometimes when we are in a lot of pain, we are very discouraged.
如果你在碰到那些这个环境，还有那些人，有人竟然假意的或者真心的这样的来，就来找你的麻烦。
And if you're in such a situation and there are people who stir up trouble for you,
我们怎么过呢？
How do we go through that?
有时候还不一定是别人呢、啊，这个人有时候包括你自己，你自己也给自己过不去。
And sometimes it's not from outside, it's sometimes from yourself.
保罗说，借着祈祷和耶稣之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救。
He said that through prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, I will be delivered.
这就是天上的眼光。
This is the perspective of looking up.
这就是从里面看，看我里面的基督比外面的人事物更大。
It is looking inside that we have Christ that is greater than what is outside.
这个人的问题是很讨厌。
This thing about people is not fun.
尤其我们有时候自己对自己也不放过。
And sometimes we won't let ourselves go.
我在下一次的题目里面，就是下个礼拜里面，我要接着这个经文来讲的时候，来告诉弟兄姊妹们，保罗是怎么活，他怎么看死的。
Okay, next Sunday I'm going to continue the rest of the verses how Paul look at life and death.
如果你没有抓到耶稣基督是你的至宝的这个心思的时候，你活得也痛苦，你也害怕死。
And if you don't have the mindset that Christ is treasured, living is pain, and you will be afraid of death.
你活着就像死的一样。
Living is just like death.
可是保罗他在这里说，这么多人的来找我的麻烦，这有什么关系呢？
But Paul emphasizes that even though I was troubled by these people, but it does not matter.
他不是说无所谓，他说无所谓，我受点苦就算了，不跟他计较。
He said, it doesn't matter, I'm not going to calculate this.
他有个目标是说，因为基督究竟被传开了，所以我就欢喜。
But his goal is to have Christ preached. It's not what people do or say around him.
我自己经常有时候也受这些心思的搅扰。
And sometimes I am confused by all this also.
我感谢神的怜悯，也让我越来越体会什么样叫做让我看着基督福音被传开，我就欢喜。
And I often remind myself that to have the mindset that it doesn't matter what I feel as long as Christ is preached, I should rejoice too.
曾经在教会历史里面有一个故事，让我实在得到很大的激励。
And in the church history, there was a story that encouraged me a lot.
那里讲到的，在十八世纪的时候，教会历史上有两个带动整个全英国属灵复兴的伟人。
And in the 18th century, there were two very important persons who have revived the church in England.
一个叫做 John Wesley, 一个叫做 George Whitefield.
One is John Wesley and one is George Whitefield.
这两个是不得了，在当时的时候把整个英国甚至美洲的整个属灵复兴都带起来。
And these two were very important persons that who have brought up the revival in England and even in America.
当时属灵的复兴能够甚至带到了美洲的时候，今天我们看很多常春藤的学校 ，Princeton 啊，这些 Yale 啊，这些学校都是借受那个属灵复兴的影响，当时所成立的学校。
And we can see that a lot of the Ivy League school here, like Yale and Princeton, it is being built up by this revival.
可是这两个神所分别重用的仆人，他们在一些基要的真理上面，他们却有极端不同的看法。
These two important people that used by God, but on the basic that doctrines, they do have difference of opinions.
他们倒不是说耶稣不是关于耶稣的身位，这个他们没有问题。这耶稣是基督，他是永生神的儿子，这是没话讲的。
They have never argued about the role that Christ is the Son of God.
可是他们却在这个人怎么得救，人要怎么样才得救这个真理上面，这两个属灵的伟人有不同的坚持。
And it's on the doctrine that how salvation come to people, they have the difference of opinions.
有一位他说，我注重神完全的绝对的权柄，人的得救是神永远里面就预定的。
And one argued that it is predestined that we would be saved.
不管你是多坏的人，神要救你，你就得救。
Regardless how bad you are, if God wants to save you, you will be saved.
不管你是人看来多好的人，如果你不在神的预定里面，你就永远不会得救。
No matter how good you are in other people's eyes, if you're not predestined to be saved, you will not be saved.
他所注重的是神的那个全能无所不知的那个主权。
He focused on the authority of God's all-knowing.
可是另外一位呢，他说神的恩典是为所有的人所预备的。
But on the other side of the argument, he said that it's God's grace that is prepared for all.
可是人呢，在里面有一个很重要的角色。
But we play a very important role here.
就是人可以决定你要选择要或不要。
But we can decide if we want it or not.
人要有自由意志来为你自己来负责，为你的救恩负责。
We have the freedom to be responsible for our own salvation.
所以你看到吗？这样子两个，一个说人完全没有责任，一个说人要有责任。
And we can see the two arguments that says one we have the responsibility, but we don't have the responsibility.
今天到今天教会历史上，这还是两个非常伟大的神所重要的仆人。
And they are still two very important servants of God.
这个 George Whitefield 他只活了五十几岁。
George Whitefield he died around age of 80.
这个只活了五十几岁。
Oh, he lived for 50 some years only.
John Wesley 他都活了个八十九岁。
But John Wesley lived up to in his 80s.
所以当 George Whitefield 他死掉的时候
，Yeah, when George Whitefield died.
有人就来问这个 John Wesley 说，哎，你现在那个人死掉了，你觉得他可以不可以上天堂？
And some people come to John Wesley ask him, George Whitefield is dead now. Do you think he's in heaven?
这些狗子队他们就想要来找新闻啊，要写说，哦，他最好他说他不会，那么我们可以弄点新闻出来。
All this press in the news, they just looking for news and they want to have something to publish.
结果没想到 John Wesley 他告诉他们说，我确信他一定在天堂。
But John Wesley said, I know he's in heaven.
哦，对不起，他们问是这样，他们那个记者问他说，你相信有一天你到天堂的时候，你能不能看到 George Whitefield?
Okay, more correctly, the press asked him, when youWere in heaven one day, do you think you would see George Whitefield there?
他的意思就是说，还要让他来讲说他不会上天堂。
What they want is to provoke him to say that he's not in heaven.
结果 John Wesley 说他一定在天堂。
But John Wesley said, yes, he's in heaven.
可是我看不到他。
But I can't see him.
哦，这个基督说，哎，他又在天堂，你又看不到。那你的意思说你不在天堂
？Then the priest said, he's in heaven, but you can't see him. That means you are not in heaven.
John Wesley 说不是这样。
Then he said, no, it's not like that.
因为 John Wesley 的个子很矮。
Because John Wesley is very short.
不知道会不会比我矮一点还是？
I don't know.
无所谓，对不对？只要基督被传开就欢喜 ，right？
对对、，as long as Christ is preached, we are all rejoicing.
结果，他说，因为我个子矮，所以在我前面那些爱主的人很多都挤在我的前面。
He said because I was short, a lot of those that who love God, they are in front of me.
他说 ，George Whitefield， 他这么爱主，他一定坐在最前排。
And he even said that George Whitefield loved God that much, he must be in the front row.
在他跟我中间还有千千万万的圣徒，所以我看不到他。
In between us, there are thousands of saints in the field.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天在真理上面，我们怎么看别人跟我们有一些地方不一样
？How do we look at our difference of opinions regarding the truths and doctrines?
求神恩待我们。
Let God have grace with us.
开我们里面的宽阔的眼睛。
Open our eyes, our inner eyes.
我们借着祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救。
Through prayers and the Spirit of Christ, that we will be delivered.
当然，保罗这里讲说终必叫我得救，是讲的他深信有一天神也会让他出这个监牢。
What he thinks is that he truly believes that one day he will be released from prison.
这里的得救不是讲他灵魂得救。
This is not about the release of his soul.
你在你的生活、你的心思里面有没有借着祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助，使你得救的经历呢？
Through your prayers and the Spirit of Christ, have you ever experienced that you've been saved or released?
真的求神，真的让我们来经历这样的实际。
We have to ask God, let us experience this.
我自己就在回想我在侍奉的光景里面。
I have often reflect on my service to God.
我也犯了很多的错误。
I made a lot of mistakes.
我们如果就集中在今天的信息的这个内容来讲的话，我思想的时候，就算在栽培年轻的同工的身上，我都犯了很多的错误。
Regarding the message today, even bringing up the young workers, I may have made a lot of mistakes as well.
和同工的相处中间的时候，有时候也因为说错话，或者真的当时的心态就是不对，所以也让同工们受伤。
And in our working together with partners of workers, sometimes because of a few words that we may hurt each other's feeling.
当你知道人家因着你而受伤的时候，你的灵被捆绑。
When you know that people are hurt by what you said, you will be tight.
可是感谢神，他让我经历了什么叫做借着祈祷，借着耶稣之灵的帮助，使我得救。
And through prayers and the Spirit of Jesus Christ, I was helped and I was delivered.
我为着我们中间曾经受伤的弟兄姊妹。我感谢主，因为今天你们还能够坐在这里，我们还能够在这里聚会，就表示主已经释放了我。
And I thank God that to the brothers and sisters I have wronged, you are still here, and I know that God has delivered.
我也希望我们中间年轻的弟兄姊妹们，我们有那个愿意爱主的心，我们能够知道说，只要基督显大，至于我又有什么关系呢？
And with the young workers here, I want you to know that as long as God is manifest in us, what matters to me?
无论怎么样，基督究竟被传开了，因此我就欢喜，而且还要欢喜。
But what does it matter? The important thing is in every way Christ is preached, and I will continue to rejoice.
让基督显大的心思是怎么样的心思呢？
What kind of mindset is to let God be magnified?
向上看的心思
to look up
向下看的心思
and to look down
向外面看远处的心思
to look out, to look far
回到里面来看你里面基督的心思
and then to come back to look inside of yourself
但愿再有一次的信息我们这个让基督显大的心思就要种在弟兄姊妹里
let's hope that we have more message to let God be in us
如果你愿意的话，我希望你把握这机会，你回去把腓立比书第一章的二十节到 到结束你把它读完。
And I am asking you to go home and finish reading Philippians from verses 20 to 31.
下个礼拜我们要来谈谈你到底什么是你活着的心思，还有什么是你死，你怎么来看死亡这个心思。
And we're going to look in next week what is our mindset for living and how to face death.
请我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
恩主啊，我们为着你给我们这样双重的国籍，我们来感谢你。
Dear gracious God, we thank you for the double citizenship that you have given upon us.
我们不但住在地上，我们也住在天上。
We not only lived in this earthly world, we lived in the heavenly world.
我们是你所分别出来成为圣洁的一批人。
We are one that you have segregated us from the rest of the world.
我们没有理由被外面的环境，被人的难处来困扰我们。
There is no reason that we should be troubled by our daily difficulties.
你让我们活着就是基督。
You allowed us to live that we are Christ.
把这样宝贝的心思种在我们里头。
Please let this treasure be rooted in our heart.
让我们活得更讨你的喜欢。
And we live in a life that is pleasing to you.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the precious name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.